Colin. This is CamillePod.com, the week in Georgia, in English, coming to you from the capital of Estonia. Today is Thursday, the 12th of May, 2016. On this date, in 1551, the National University of San Marcos, the oldest university in the Americas, is founded in Lima, Peru. 1780, the largest defeat of the Continental Army, Charleston, South Carolina, is taken by British forces. 1935, Bill Wilson and Bob Smith, founders of Alcoholics Anonymous, meet for the first time in Akron, Ohio. 1949, the Soviets lift the Berlin blockade after 11 months. 1963, Bob Dylan refuses to play on the Ed Sullivan Show when the suits won't let him play a song about the John Birch Society. Birthdays are Florence Nightingale, Dante Gabriel Rossetti, Yogi Berra, Frank Stella, George Carlin, Katharine Hepburn, and Katharine Tate. Today is St. Andrew's Day, a public holiday in Georgia. He was the first to preach Christianity in Georgia. Today is also International Nurses Day. I am your host, Mark Mullen. As ever, this podcast is written and compiled by Ari Suyake. If you'd like to comment, ask a question, go to tapilpod.com or send us an email at tapilpod@gmail.com. U.S.-Georgia Noble Partner Joint Military Exercise began on the 11th of May. They are two-week-long drills running until the 26th of May, which is Georgia's Independence Day. It's a plan for the American soldiers to attend the celebration. 650 U.S. and 150 British service members are participating in the exercises, as well as 500 Georgian servicemen. Last week, on the 6th of May, the Russian Foreign Ministry said that the military exercises were a provocative step aimed at deliberately shaking the military and political situation in the Caucasus. Then, on the 7th of May, parliamentarian Tamas Mechiaouri, well-known moron of the Georgian Dream Democratic Georgia Party coalition, criticized the military exercises. He said that in light of what Russia said, holding the drills could create a serious threat to the country. He also suggested that certain political groups were using the drills for their political purposes to prove that they are necessary figures in the political scene. He was, of course, alluding to Defense Minister Tina Kohida-Shelley and her husband Dato Usupashvili of the Republicans. In separate remarks, Moron Mechiaouri said that he is against Georgia's NATO membership while the country's territorial integrity is violated, not really making too much sense. This comment caused more public arguing in the Otsneva coalition. Prime Minister Kvitikashvili distanced himself from Mechiaouri's remarks, saying that it is not reflective of the government's foreign policy direction. At the same time, Kvitikashvili also criticized one of his cabinet ministers, State Minister for Euro-Atlantic Integration, David Bakradze, who, by the way, is here in Tallinn, who had complained about Mechiaouri's statements. Kvitikashvili chided his cabinet minister that it was unacceptable for a government member to criticize the governing force, even though Mechiaouri is so incredibly stupid. Then, lawmaker Dato Bertsanashvili of the Republican Party responded that the prime minister should dismiss Mechiaouri from the Georgian Dream Democratic Georgia Party if the prime minister really intends to pursue his declared goal of renewing the party. A reasonable request. As a reminder, the Georgian Dream Democratic Georgia Coalition is having a party congress on the 14th of May. Prime Minister Kvitikashvili is set to become the party chairman, and what a joyous job that will be for him. Following up on the election date, on the 10th of May, President Margvelashvili announced the pre-election campaign period will formally start on the 8th of June, which is 4 months before the parliamentary election in October. According to the election code, the formal launch of the campaign period implies the launch of certain regulations, tightening the administrative resources, doubling salaries for election administration staff. The president made the announcement after meeting Prime Minister Kvitikashvili, Speaker Dato Usupashvili, and Chairman of the Central Elections Commission, Tamar Zhvanya. As a reminder, back in April, the President and Prime Minister agreed on an election date, but not on when the election campaign should begin. The Prime Minister then sent back the presidential decree without approval, so the President will issue a new decree on the election and pre-election period, should be approved by the Prime Minister by the 8th of June. On a note about the Central Elections Commission, ISFED released a report showing that the CEC senior staff had been receiving enormous bonuses and supplementary payments, bonuses that equate to their annual salary. So over a period of 2 years, for example, the CEC staff would have received over 300,000 lari, about 150,000 of that was salary, with another 150,000 in bonuses. On the 10th of May, Armaz Akhledyani announced that he has left Georgia Dream Democratic Georgia Party He was a member of the political board. He said he left because the party was not faithful to the obligations they took in 2012. They came to power with a banner of progress, but they became a factor that hinders the development of the state. He afterwards also accused them of wiretapping him. Georgi Vashadze, who last week announced that he left the National Movement, said that he plans to start a new political party, as we said last week. An opera singer and charity figure and someone very much worth watching, Pata Burchaladze, announced on the 12th of May that he is officially entering politics. His political movement will be called the State for the People. He said the past 25 years has been characterized by patriots and enemies. The patriots come to power not for the sake of the people, but for punishing the enemies who had previously been considered patriots. So he says they need new people in power, people who previously weren't political and don't have these enemies. It's a fair point, considering that Shevardnadze showed up to get rid of Gamza Hordia, and Misha showed up to get rid of Shevardnadze, and Bidzina showed up to get rid of Misha, and, you know, here we go. On Saturday, the 7th of May, environmental activists staged another Panorama protest. No is capitalized in there, as you know, against the Panorama Tbilisi project, a monstrous, horrible development that is planned by Bidzina and the development fund in the oldest part of Tbilisi. Six people were arrested for trying to break through a police line that was cordoning off the entrance to the construction site. Among those arrested were Aliko Elisashvili, who's an independent member of Tbilisi City Council and a member of Tbilisi Hamkari, the foremost historical architectural preservation organization of the country, as well as Nata Peradze, who's leader of Guerrilla Gardening. As a reminder, Panorama Tbilisi is a major construction project being carried out by Bidzina's company, the Georgian Co-Investment Fund. Will take over Sololaki and Old Tbilisi landscape. Preservationists say it will destroy historic Tbilisi. They're right. Ted Jonas writes about that, a good thing that I'll mention later. In other city news, the day earlier on the 6th of May, Tbilisi Mayor Dato Narmania said that Tbilisi City Hall is going to impose temporary construction restrictions that will regulate the height and size of residential buildings. The mayor said it's to change the damning practice of chaotic constructions. Blah. On the 9th of May, the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists launched the Offshore Leaks Database. It's a database of all the names found within the Panama Papers leaks. It doesn't give access to actual documents, just names of people, their connections to offshore entities. 85 Georgian citizens, or at least people connected with Georgia, appear on the list. Many of them are not ethnic Georgians. You can take a look at offshoreleaks.icij.org. It's searched by country, so you can single out the Georgians, go through the list. All I'll say is it's quite an interesting list. Indian film production house Mad Studio are filming in Mestia and Svaneti in April and May. It was a segment for a film called Mom, starring well-known Indian actors. As a reminder, last month, the Deputy Economy Minister visited Mumbai to advertise Film in Georgia program. Following up with student protests, the students of Auditorium 115 plan to file a lawsuit with the Constitutional Court and demand amendments to the law on higher education. They said the current law gives a monopoly to members of the student union to be elected to the faculty council, and that this violates the principle of equality. This is a good point, and as I remember, keep in mind that the student, as I said a couple weeks ago, that the student council has a monopoly on, if I remember correctly, 1% of university funds, which is a bunch of money, and they dole it around to their friends and take everybody off. The NGO, the Democratic Development Fund, says they are collecting a nationwide census of all single people in the country to create a matchmaking service. They are arguing that the single people's database is necessary because there's a drop in marriages and births, and the country is facing a demographic catastrophe. Although there are certainly a lot of Syrians that would like to find a place to live these days. But anyway, people were reacting that it would become a breeding service or feared that the government would force them to get married. Georgi Lomsadze reports uproariously. There's also something in The Guardian with a very funny picture. President of the Howling Group was in Tbilisi to talk about investments. They're reported looking into investing several hundred million dollars in Georgia. Howling has also purchased a Chinese airliner, planned to carry out flights to Georgia. There are also plans for building a natural gas storage facility. I don't know if it's LNG. Developing educational institutions, building a hospital, and more stuff in the tea industry. On travel, high level, as I've mentioned, Bakradze is here in Estonia. High-level official from Hungary's foreign ministry was in Tbilisi. Georgia and Hungary are expected to sign an agreement on the protection of investments. Chairman of Parliament of the Czech Republic was also in town. Prime Minister Kvitakashvili hosted the Bulgarian foreign minister and deputy secretary general of the Council of Europe. Defense Minister Tinko Hidasheli was on an official visit to Hungary. First deputy foreign minister is in Canada. Prime Minister Kvitakashvili is in London. 9th of May was Victory Day in the former Soviet countries and a public holiday. There were the usual ceremonies in Tbilisi's Vakhe Park. Second World War veterans gathered in the park. People put flowers and wreaths at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. In Gori, people from the Communist Party, which evidently exists, who knew, gathered at the Stalin Museum with Soviet flags. In the village of Ateni near Gori, people put up a new bust of Stalin. The bust was fairly immediately paint-bombed. Gori municipality took it down. South Ossetian authorities closed the border with Georgia for 2 days around Victory Day, saying that it was to ensure security. Following up on Cable's case from 2014, the court case in Tbilisi City Court against the Defense Ministry employees is in its final stages. For those who don't know, they are completely innocent, and the case is complete BS. Former Minister, Defense Minister Irakli Alasania publicly issued an ultimatum that if the court found the detainees guilty, he will launch protest rallies against Bidzina's informal rule. Not sure how helpful that is, but anyway, they are innocent. He said a guilty verdict would prove that judges simply do what Bidzina orders them to do. Now, I don't know how good the case is and who the lawyers are that are defending them, and that's an important question, but they really are innocent. Chief Prosecutor Irakli Shotadze said that no one yet has been charged in the sex tape leaks from March. Five people were arrested in April in connection to the leaks. French politician Marion Maréchal Le Pen, a nationalist and recipient of Kremlin millions, is listed as a potential speaker at the incredibly goofy 10th World Congress of Families that will be held in Tbilisi on the 15th to the 18th of May, specifically on Idaho Day, which is when they had such horrendous demonstrations in 2017 against tolerance. She was a niece of Marine Le Pen, and she's anti-immigration, anti-EU. There are also rumors that George W. Bush will attend because the World Congress of Families said that they are giving him an award. There's a lot of people coming to that thing. And I think there should be some very interesting journalists showing up there as well. Remember, for those of you who are in Tbilisi, I encourage you to go out the nights around the conference as late as possible in the creepiest dives around Pitovskaya and underneath the Radisson, and to try to catch pictures of the Midwestern goofballs that are sure to be showing up in Tbilisi for the first time. Following up with former Georgian officials in Ukraine, on the 11th of May, Ekis Guladze resigned from her post as first deputy interior minister of Ukraine. Many of the Georgians that have been in senior positions have left their posts in Ukraine. The feeling is that the government is not willing to take real steps to end corruption. In an interview with the weekly newspaper Kvitis Politra, Foreign Minister Misha Dzhanelidze said that he does not rule out meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov under the right circumstances. Energy Minister Kahi Kaladze said after that the government team will discuss the possibility of a meeting. EU Council will hold a general discussion about Georgia's visa liberalization on the 20th of May. Israeli police are investigating a corruption case connected with former Defense Minister Dato Kezadashvili, who was sort of the bagman for the national movement for many years, particularly after 2008. Candidate for Chief of Police of Israel had reportedly bribed Kezadashvili to win a major contract for his security company. There were certainly a lot of Israeli security companies floating around Georgia from the very early days of the Misha regime. Ministry of Regional Development is building evacuation infrastructure on the Stepanitz-Minda-Larsi Road. There were landslides and heavy snows. They're constructing a special tunnel, watchtower, and an evacuation zone for shelter. Defense Minister Kvitakashvili was a guest on the GDS talk show 2030. She again talked about the need to create a small, flexible, professional army in Georgia. Journalist Eka Mishveladze was appointed as the president's press speaker. There were reports a few months ago about a Spanish businessman who'd visited Tbilisi, and they're planning to open some kind of gastronomic tasting center of Spanish food, which would be really cool. There's been pictures of it, like artist renderings, but I'm not exactly sure where it is. There'll be a new UK ambassador to Georgia. Justin McKenzie Smith will replace Alex Hall in late August 2016. Georgian Basketball Federation with the NBA are creating a new basketball tournament for kids. It will be for kids age 10 to 12, boys and girls from 30 schools in Tbilisi, Batumi, Kutaisi, Guri, and Tel Aviv. It's financed by the U.S. State Department. Georgian soldiers participating in the 2016 Invictus Games in Orlando, Florida. Invictus Games are a Paralympic-style games created by Prince Harry in 2014 for wounded service personnel. In this year's games, there's a Georgian volleyball team. They won against Jordan. Prince Harry afterwards took a photo with the winning Georgian team. Tbilisi's getting 60 buses this summer that operate on compressed natural gas. The initiative is being funded by the EBRD. Related note, EBRD marked 25 years that they're working in Georgia. EBRD's regional director for the Caucasus said this year that they plan to invest more than $400 million in Georgia and that it will be a year of historic investment. EBRD, very transparent, does excellent work. They also decided after the invasion of Crimea to wind up their work in Russia, which was, I think, something like 18 or 20% of their portfolio. Thank you to them for doing that. South Korea will finance the Internet Access Center project at the Mirza Gelovani Youth Library in Sabartalo in Tbilisi. The library will have internet, will be modernized and digitalized, and all sorts of other cool stuff. Public defender Nanawashvili called on the education ministry to remove phrases in the eighth grade biology textbook that reinforce stigma and negative stereotypes about people with HIV and AIDS. Public defender has also asked the prisons ministry to close prison number 7, saying that the living conditions and infrastructure are unfit. Tbilisi City Hall issued a new rule that people who are not registered in Tbilisi but who do live in Tbilisi will also have to pay the municipal cleaning fee to the Tbil Service Group. Wonder how they plan to implement that. That should be interesting. 15-year-old pianist Sandro Neberidze was a joint winner of the Grand Piano Competition in Moscow. A Georgian thief-in-law, Kanonieri Kurdi, by the nickname of Gia Galski, was detained in Moscow, according to Russian media. It's expected that he'll be expelled from Russia soon. Group of government ministries and agencies will carry out a large-scale disinfection work in Sarpi and Anakli on the Black Sea. Sprays will be to target mosquitoes and disease-bearing insects. National Tourism Administration bought special vehicles that clean the beach. They'll be working in Ureki and Shekvetili beaches. Nothing to worry about there, I'm sure. USAID is funding a pilot project including introducing public recycling bins in 5 villages in Tel Aviv municipality. Anaklia Development Consortium announced a competition to select operators in the Anaklia Free Industrial Zone. There was a Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week in Tbilisi from the 5th to the 9th of May. It's the main fashion show in the country. President Mark Velashvili awarded the Order of Honor to journalist Ketevan Kardava. She was in the Brussels airport during the suicide bombing in March. Her photos of shocked victims were the first to come out of the airport. The film Anna's Life by filmmaker Nino Basilia won the Merit Award at the Construir Cinema International Film Festival in Buenos Aires, Argentina. The film follows a single mother in her daily life as she works 4 jobs to support her autistic son. Bahrain's Gulf Air is looking into launching direct flights with Georgia. Gulf Air representatives were in town and met with the economy minister to discuss. 2 Georgian artists from Tbilisi's TNN Art Gallery will present their work at the Art 16 Fair exhibition in London. It'll start later in May. Well-known French sports journalist Patrick Lang will be working with the Georgian government to develop Georgia's ski and winter tourism. He was also elected to be vice president of the Georgian Ski Federation. Tbilisi will host the inaugural Seed Stars World Startup Competition on the 11th of June. Seed Stars World is an NGO based in Switzerland. Entrepreneurs can apply to participate until the 20th of May. The band Nika Kocharov and the Young Georgian Lolitas, very cool band that's been around for a long time, are competed on behalf of Georgia and Eurovision. The final is in Sweden tomorrow. They performed on the 12th. They are fantastic and should have won the entire thing, but unfortunately didn't advance, although Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Russia did into the semifinals. Not that we noticed, but still. More than 11.5 million bottles of Georgian wine were exported in the first 4 months of 2016. According to the National Wine Agency, this is a 45% increase in wine exports compared to the same months in 2015. Parliamentary news. On the 5th of May, Parliament's Human Rights Committee almost unanimously approved the constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. The draft bill submitted in Parliament by 80 lawmakers. It is supported by the Otsneba Coalition, except for the Republican Party. And for those of you who don't remember, the whole reason for this is to isolate the Republican Party within the coalition. In the committee discussion, the Vice Speaker of Parliament, Zvia Dzidziguri, was saying that the bill was important for protecting children, preposterously, at a time when other societies in the world are working to protect butterflies, lizards, and ants. They are doing the tough and necessary work to protect children's rights by amending the Constitution with this BS. He also argued that the bill's importance, saying that the nation is on the edge of extinction, and this constitutional amendment is going to directly address that. On the 12th of May, TI Georgia and GILA presented a report to Parliament's Human Rights Committee on the lack of transparency when judges were transferred between courts, which is a way of punishing them and threatening them to get them to decide one way or the other. Later during the discussion, the committee chairs, Eka Veselia, suspended the session after arguing with another lawmaker who was criticizing the government and the lack of judicial reform. I can't wait to see if Eka Veselia makes it on the Otsneba list. That'll tell us a lot. The lists are going to come out relatively soon and will tell us more about who Otsneba thinks they are than anything else. Meme this week is a video posted by an Azeri Facebook user admiring a Georgian girl doing an Ajara dance. She looks like she's floating, and it was sent around thousands of times. Stuff to read. Longtime Tbilisi resident Ted Jonas wrote publicly on his Facebook page explaining the problems of Panorama Tbilisi and about BI buying land on the botanical gardens. It's definitely worth a read. He's very knowledgeable and a very serious lawyer, and I think gets to the point very clearly, particularly looking at the amount of money that is being spent on this project that could be spent in refurbishing a lot of the old buildings around town that are falling down. David Kramer, who is also here in Tallinn at the Leonard Mehta conference, is writing in CFR, believes that there could be renewed confrontation between Russia and Georgia in the next year, given the tensions, point of creeping annexation of South Ossetia, the NATO summit in July, October elections, New York Times follows up with Gennady Tkachenko Papij. He became a sensation after his performance on Georgia's Got Talent went viral earlier this year. He was able to make bird and water noises using his voice. The video was previously our meme of the week. You can see it again in the New York Times. For a refresher, the guy is Russian and lives in Berlin. It's not so clear how he got onto Georgia's Got Talent, but anyway, that's how he seemed to have made his name. On a musical note, the Huffington Post reports opera singer Pata Burjaladze and his efforts meeting with members of Congress in Washington to talk about Georgia's pro-Western commitment, and the threat of Russia. Vogue profiles Dmena Gvasalia, who became the new Balenciaga designer in 2015. Paper magazine explores five rising Georgian fashion designers. Vogue was also in town because of the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. They visited Dry Bridge. World Bank has a blog spot on how to help IDPs in Georgia, mainly by increasing access to agricultural land. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty reports on the Russian tourists flocking to Georgia, especially now that they aren't going so much to Turkey and Egypt. It's quite interesting. It's a video, and there are several interviews. Gyorgy Lomsadze on the plan to create a census of singles in Georgia, as discussed earlier. Some photos of the Stalin bust and paint bombing that went up earlier in Gori. All this stuff to read posted on the forum. This week's dive bar number is 600. That's about how many people died in road accidents in Georgia in 2015, according to the Interior Ministry. 2014-13, about 510 people died in road accidents each year. The Interior Ministry said that there are about 1.2 million cars registered in Georgia and that the annual death toll from road accidents is quite high compared with other countries in Eastern Europe. Europe Days festivals are going on in Georgia. You can find out about scheduling at europeandays.ge. That's not Europe Days. It's europeandays.ge. There's some cool lectures. There's a new wine festival this weekend on the 14th of May at Tatsminda Park. Kolga Tbilisi Photo Festival starts on the 12th of May. Check it out. It's in the Rooms Hotel Courtyard. It's very much worth looking at. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is @TXTBUK. That is Tango, X-Ray, Tango, Bravo, Uniform, Kilo. Our email is tapealpod@gmail.com. Post the form on our website, www.tapealpod.com. And we will finish with Sinead O'Connor from 1997, She Moved Through the Fair.
Swan.